Welcome to the Idea Talks, where we discuss big ideas. The Idea Talks is a weekly podcast with Josh Tice and other leaders on big ideas for life, leadership, and ministry. And I'm your co-host, Drew Polinsia. For more information on this podcast, visit ideanetwork.church.
Hey, Drew, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Man, this is exciting.
3 days in.
So did you get that frock that you're wearing for Christmas? Is that where you got that?
I got the shacket.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's very nice. Man, Happy New Year to everyone listening.
2023.
Which means finally, now that you're past Christmas and New Year's, you can finally register for the Idea Summit like you've been planning.
Correct.
Because we're only like 4 weeks away.
It is still time for you to register for the summit.
That's right. Go to ideanetwork.summit or ideanetwork.church/summit.
Idea Summit.
Idea Summit /forward/church.
Yeah. For those of you the last couple of months who've been trying to go to ideanetwork.church/summit,
right?
Kylie reluctantly corrected us and said, hey, you guys are sending it to the wrong place. So if you got like a pager or something like that, that's on us. So if you go to ideanetwork.church/ideasummit, you can register there for the 3-day conference. You'll love it. It's in Garland, Texas. Lots of stuff to do there. And we want to see you out at the summit.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. Great speakers. Dr. Tony Evans, of course, is going to be with us. We have Robbie Green and David Tice, Alan Parr, Brian Sams. David Barton from Wall Builders is going to be there. A pastor from Prestonwood Baptist Church is going to be there. Lots of incredible opportunity. Make sure you register ASAP, and we will see you at the summit.
Welcome to this edition of the Idea Talks. Thanks so much for stopping by. On today's episode, we have some very special guests with us. To introduce and cue up this episode, we really want to set the stage by this. If you've attended a past Idea Summit or Idea Day or Idea Night, you might have potentially heard of something called a Church Planners Luncheon we've done in the past. And that's a luncheon specifically designed to help support people that are going to go plant a church or in the middle of a church plant. Other more seasoned churches come to that luncheon prepared to give and donate to some of the younger churches and help support them in some way, shape, or form. We have innovated a little bit on that specific thing, and now we're calling it the Kingdom Advancement Luncheon.
Or the KAL, Kingdom Advancement Luncheon, where we as a network are coming together for the purpose of kingdom advancement. And what's fascinating is God has grown this specific event over the last few years because it's a touch of what the Idea Network is supposed to become.
Yeah.
In the past, the Idea Network has been and will always continue to be a ministerial association of pastors who come together to share ideas. Like we've always said, no agendas, just ideas. But there is an agenda coming. And the agenda coming is to advance the kingdom of God, not just by developing relationships and sharing ideas and best practices through online virtual roundtables and in-person conferences, but by truly finding out how we can expand the margin of kingdom advancements through luncheons like this, as well as permanent opportunities for fundraising for church planters, as we've done in the past now, church planters and church revitalizers, and missionaries and so forth going forward. So we're excited about this next chapter, and you all are a part of that. It's going to be taking place at the summit, next week?
It's crazy to think about. So this is a small preview of what that Kingdom Advancement Luncheon is going to be. We have 8 guests with us today on the podcast who are going to introduce their ministries to you, our audience of the Idea Talks podcast.
Yeah, but before we do, we've got to talk about the summit because the summit is, as I said, only a week away. And you might be thinking to yourself, it's too late to register.
Too late.
It's too late. And we have to tell you, you're
Kick
right. It's too late. You're not allowed to come if you haven't registered. However, I do want to throw this out. There might be 2 slots left, maybe 3. And so if you're there and you're like, I thought it was full, it is full. It's completely full. Nobody else can get in. But I found out about 3 extra spots. But you have to get on there and register right now.
Please come.
Go right now. Stop the podcast episode. Go online, register, and and we'll get you. No, it is going to be an amazing event. Hundreds of ministry leaders from all over the country have already registered, and we're recording this all the way back in November, but this is releasing just the week before, and we are already trending toward the largest event we've ever had. You got to come and be a part of it, and if you are coming, you must register. Come a little early Monday night. Yes, Tony Evans will be preaching. It's going to be an amazing worship service. All the sessions and roundtables are on Tuesday and Wednesday, but come early Monday afternoon for the Kingdom Advancement Luncheon. But if you're going to come, you got to go online and register for that luncheon individually.
All right.
Let's do it.
Let's go. So we're going to start clockwise from where we're at, just how my screen is laid out. So Aaron, if you want to tell us a little about your ministry, some of your background and what work you're starting there.
Yeah, sure. Hi, everybody. My name is Aaron Chan. I'm a church planter in Jacksonville, Florida. I have served with Brian Sams as his assistant pastor for the past 6 years at River City Baptist Church, which originally started as a revitalization effort with about 60 people. And so we've seen that work grow over the past several years. And over the past several years, God has really done a work in my heart to desire to become a pastor. And so I didn't ask for a specific opportunity or anything. Actually, a church in the area in Jacksonville, 20 minutes away from our church, came to us and asked us. They were down to 12 people, and they said, do you have any help that you can give to us? Can you recommend a pastor? Could you maybe even merge with us? They're kind of wide open. So Pastor Brian said, well, yeah, let's do a merger. Let's turn over all your assets, become a part of the River City Baptist Church family. We will send a campus pastor out to you. And as soon as you're healthy again, we will release you as your own autonomous church again. So that's what I'm doing. I am replanting the Hope Church in the Mayport area of Jacksonville, Florida. And that's what we're planning on. Actually, I'm sitting in the fellowship hall. We had a great crew from Pastor Ryan Hodges's church up in North Carolina. They came down yesterday and today, and they knocked out this. It's about 300 feet of wall that Wow. They painted here. The wall right behind me used to be a 1975 style paneling, real dark, ugly. So we were able to get that all done the past couple of days. So it's been awesome.
You know, Aaron, it's interesting. Whenever I look on ideanetwork.church and I go to the tab specifically for church plant, the Kingdom Advancement Luncheon, then I click on you and your profile. It tells me that your launch date is January 15th, 2023. So as of the release of this episode, that was 9 days ago. I mean, you are right at the cusp of your launch. What does that feel like, Aaron?
We are, nerve-wracking. We're scared to death, on one side. On the other hand, I'm really excited. This is something I've never stepped into before. Obviously, coming from an assistant pastor position for 6 years and moving into this, now I'm asking different kinds of questions. How do I deal with somebody that's disgruntled? how do I handle conversations like that? January 15th was kind of it's been kind of edited. Actually, we're probably a month. We're pushing it a month ahead to about February 19th is our grand opening. So we've got tons of work to do left in the auditorium. We've already removed the pews. We've taken all the carpet out and we're planning to refinish the floor, order some chairs, new sound system upgrade, all those kinds of things to make this building that was built in 1975 up to about 2022 standards. So February 19th is our official grand opening. I'm sorry about that. I know I gave you all the some early information about January 15th, but as you guys probably well know, timelines have shifted a little bit, but February 19th is our grand opening launch date.
Hey, so I think it's a great idea. That. Plus that's post Super Bowl. And we've always seen at Southern Hills a bit of a bump when it comes to attendance the Sunday after Super Bowl. And you'll probably see the same thing as well. That's awesome.
Hope so.
Well, thanks for telling us about your ministry, Aaron. We appreciate it. Where can folks reach out to you if they want to find more about your ministry right now?
They can email me. That would be aaron@rivercitybaptist.church, A-A-R-O-N at rivercitybaptist.church. Or you can find me on Facebook and Instagram. But email would be the best way.
Cool. We appreciate it. All right, Tracy, you're up next, sir.
Hey, my name is Tracy Nix, and I appreciate this opportunity to be on here on the podcast today. Thank you, Josh, for your vision to keep this gospel-centered and to partner along with other great men that are just getting the job done and ladies out there. So thank you for just thinking of us and allowing us to be on here. My wife, Debbie, and I have been married for 25 years. And as of this August the 1st, and we have 5 children and a daughter-in-law, which my son met at one of our church plants. And so it's just been in us for a while to just see folks saved and new works started. And we were integral in a couple of works in St. Louis, church planting there, and kind of got our teeth cut there and moved back to our hometown of Springfield, Missouri, where I met my wife. We grew up here and had some medical kind of emergencies happen with our son for a few years. So we just continued to get some education. I got my master's degree in counseling at Liberty University and continuing on my PhD. And then God just, I never really thought that God would really put a church plant on our heart in Springfield, Missouri. A lot of good churches here throughout the years, and it's been centered here. But after COVID and really just kind of seeing the downward spiral of Springfield, God began to put on my heart to plant the church out of our church, Hillside Baptist Church in Springfield. And at the same time, he was putting on that pastor's heart as well to plant a church here. It'd be their first church plant as a sending church. And so they were just kind of seeing what it's like, and they get a front row view of the ministry here. And we launched here. I hate to even say the word launch, because we did not do a traditional, not like I've done it in the past, in the middle of COVID. So we'll probably do some of that when we get a good building and a lot of promotion there. We kind of started organically here in Springfield in 1,000 square foot storefront, something very affordable. And we've just really been building those relationships piece by piece and seeing some folks saved. Even this last Sunday, had somebody get saved during the invitation. It was a special time in our church. That's the first time that that's happened in an invitation there. And we've and the Lord's really been blessing and adding to the folks in our church there. So it's exciting.
I love it, Tracy. You know, whenever I read through your profile, you talk specifically about a philosophy and a vision for that first year. And you have a philosophy and a methodology of really focusing on a relational group of a core, and then from that core, building a strong, larger church. I think that's fascinating, a great idea. I see a lot of churches attempt to start and they fizzle out quickly, but you're really intentionally building a small core group of 10 families, and then from there growing. Can you speak more to that idea?
Yeah, we really believe that we were doing a lot of inward focus and building the excitement from just the Lord working in a special way with prayer and intentionality, and really just kind of training that group. Sometimes God puts together that group very quickly from different backgrounds, and sometimes you know, you have to train that, and we're doing that. We're trying to reach out in any way that we can. A lot of just, like for instance, this week is kind of a new thing for me, but with my background in education, I became a Weight Watchers coach here right off of Battlefield Road. And so I've been going there since August, and people kind of see me. I wear my badge as a pastor, so they can, you know, reach out to me if they need some help or whatever, my little name tag. Well, now I'm going to be in front of them weekly several times. So really just trying to take people right where they're at in our community and just bring them where they need to be. And we've seen some success this year in that strategy.
Tracy, where can folks go to find out some more information about the work that you're doing there?
Yeah, well, TrueNorthBaptist.church. We'll have all our contact information, everything they need to know, and just be able to contact us through that method there. Or you can just get a hold of me at 417-818-7977. Or if you're in the Springfield, Missouri area, we're 0.8 miles from Bass Pro Shops Mecca here. So if you're here, you can just come on over to see me. If you want to go to Bass Pro, I'll go there with you.
I mean, if you're in Springfield, you might as well go, right?
That's right.
That's right. All right. Thanks, Tracy, for the information. Appreciate it. All right. Next up is Josh. Josh, tell us a little about you.
Hey, Drew. Hey, Josh. Thanks for allowing me to be part of this. I've been the student pastor at Topeka Baptist for the last 5.5 years, and I am planning a church along with the team in Tampa, Florida. And we are planning, our first service will be in January 2024. We're still a little ways out from going there. We are moving from the Topeka area in July, finishing up our ministry with Topeka Baptist in July, and moving down in the fall of 2023 for Tampa, and going to plant Redemption Church in Tampa, Florida.
It's super exciting, Josh. Now, Josh, your last name is Skelly. I have a guy that I know named Kurt Skelly. You don't happen to be any, he's been connected to the network for years. We've had him on the podcast. Well, he's okay. There's things we like about him, things we don't. I can share whichever one you want. Are you related to him in any way, this guy, Kurt Skelly?
He would be my dad.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I see what's happening here.
Could be a good or bad thing. So I can play whatever side of the fence you guys want me to.
Well, we're on air, so the good, and then afterward I'd like to hear the bad. Either way, I'm a friend of your brother's, Nate, and your dad has been a good pal of mine for many, many years, and we're really excited to have you part of the network as well as launching this church plant in Florida. That's pretty exciting, man. Recently you went to Israel, is that right?
I did. It was actually my fourth trip to Israel.
Yeah.
So that would be a perk of when your dad leads tours to Israel.
There's an extra seat.
You give him a text and there's an extra seat.
All right, son, so come along. Let's go.
The one con is you have to room with him, but then you do get like this whole experience of seeing the Holy Land over and over, and doesn't get old.
So I know that the church plan is a year away. What do you do in the process of, you're still 12 months out from the actual launch date? Where are you at the process at this point? And what can we do to be a help? How can we pray for you?
At this point, things are starting to get a little real. We are partnering with North American Mission Board, and we were just at our assessment a couple of weeks ago. And by the way, you guys did a great episode on the North American Mission Board assessment. I was freaking out before it. And your episode was great.
Do we give you cheat codes?
It really gave me some cheat codes.
That's good.
And it really helped me prepare for that assessment. We got the green light. So we were approved through the SEND network. Thank you. So we just passed that. And they give us a lot of homework. They give us a lot of things to work on. Reading, developing a core team is essential. Right now, it's kind of the practical stuff. Building a website, getting a logo, during the social media stuff, but really on the spiritual side and the important side is just preparing that intimacy with the Lord. You know, something that was said over and over at our assessment is your primary call is not to ministry. Your primary call is to intimacy. And so for me, just going into this whole adventure in faith is strengthening my relationship with Christ on a personal level. And I'm excited. So far, we've seen just a lot of answered prayer and God opening doors. And this luncheon is one of those things that God just made a way for us. We're very excited.
Well, coming from the Tampa Bay area, what are you most excited about moving down there and starting a church in that specific region of the country?
I'm excited because there's just so many people moving there.
Yeah.
From the Midwest, from the Northeast. I'm from the Northeast. My wife is from the Midwest. We ministered in the Midwest. So we're going to get to see a lot of people, a lot of the cultural things that we already know. It's growing, diversity. There's just a lot of cool things going on in that city, and we're excited to be a part of it and share the gospel with people.
That's great. So tell our audience where they can find out more about you and your ministry that's coming up here in the next couple of months.
I'm on Instagram, Facebook. You can always send me a DM and then email joshua@topekabaptist.org. joshua@topekabaptist.org.
All right. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it. Next up, Mr. Beachside, Thomas Osterkamp. Please tell us a little about you and your ministry there.
Hey, guys. Glad to be on here with you. I'm Thomas Osterkamp, and my wife and I and our four girls moved away from my home church that I grew up in. We led for 11 and a half years, stable in facilities, stable in finances, stable in ministry, and moved to lead a portable church plant, 7 years old. We meet in a local high school when we can. We meet on the beach. We meet in people's homes. And it's just a lot of up in the air, and it's like the exact opposite of everything we've ever known in ministry. So I don't know if I should call myself a church planner, a church revitalizer, or a little bit of both, but there's a lot going on, but we're having a lot of fun with it.
Thomas has been part of our network and deeply involved. In fact, he's the moderator of our Facebook group that has over 2,500 ministry leaders on it. Thomas is also a dear friend, and you and your wife have been a huge blessing to the network in any way. If you're listening to this, each and every one of these guys are great investments, or we would not be bringing them to you. We are thankful, Thomas, that you have been planting a church, even though you've been part of the network for a while, and God's calling out there. But one of the most inspiring things to us has been to watch your beachside services, where you're out there preaching on the seashore, kind of like, I don't know. I mean, what kind of a preacher would ever preach a sermon on the side of a body of water and try to tell people about the kingdom of God? Like, who does that?
Yeah,
I guess I set you up to call yourself Jesus. That was probably not that good, but
that is the goal, to be like him, right?
Yeah, so,
but I actually did a series based out of John 21 when Jesus shows up on the beach and talks to his disciples, and it was awesome to be out there and having people just watch the waves and talk about our Savior and what he's doing.
That's super cool. We're excited about what's happening there and are excited about getting involved ourselves. In fact, at Southern Hills, the church I pastor and the church that Drew's part of, we're coming to the network summit, and I'm excited about all the keynote preachers and all the breakouts and all the roundtables and Chip and Joanna Gaines being an hour away from the restaurants. I'm excited about all of it. It's going to be great. But we're prepared. Like, we're coming with a check from our missions department to support the church planters during the Kingdom Advancement Luncheon. Now, if you've ever been involved with this before, we've done it in different ways, but this year it's kind of buffet style, meaning you have an opportunity of coming in and hearing from each and every one of these church planters and church revitalizers so that you can feel led of God specifically to give to whichever ones God begins to lay on your heart. Now, obviously, at Southern Hills in Las Vegas, we're going to be supporting each and every one because we've done some of that due diligence, and we believe in these guys and their families and their missions and their callings. And the way we already know that is because I've spent some time on the website. And if you go to ideanetwork.church and look at the Kingdom Advancement Luncheon, each and every one of these ministries already have a profile ready to go. So you don't have to, if you're listening to this, come in unprepared. You can come in with all of that information. And what's really cool is you can connect to each and every one of these guys. Their emails and websites are right there on the website so that you can connect immediately. You can already be in conversation. You can know these guys before you come. That way you can bring a check, and your check can be big so that we can advance the kingdom as much as possible. So very excited. Thank you, Thomas, for letting me take part of your time to talk about that.
If you want to find out more about Thomas and his ministry, he's got the greatest website ever, beach.church. That's it.
Yes.
It's the whole website.
That's it.
All right.
Yeah. It's awesome. Dream come true.
Well, we're going to be taking a break at this point because we're breaking this episode, and the next episode actually will launch on January 31st, which is right in the middle of the summit. So that those who could not come to the summit will have an opportunity of hearing about all of the other church planters and church revitalizers, because you may want to go on the website and support them directly. So we'll be coming back for the second part of this two-part Kingdom Advancement podcast episodes.
Thanks so much for listening to today's Idea Talks. If you would like to reach out to us, drop us an email at joshtice@ideanetwork.church. If you benefited from this podcast, we ask that you take a moment to show your support by subscribing, rating, and reviewing the podcast on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us, and we will see you right here again at the Idea Talks podcast.